this team is going to be around, and they're going to have to be dealt with for years to come.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Lakers Source Podcast for Monday, June 24th, 2019. We are now officially 6 days away from free agency. It's the best time of the year for NBA fans. This is Christmas time. This is where you get to see what your team's going to do for the upcoming season and see if you guys are going to take that step to the next level or if you're going to be where you were or maybe worse off than you were in the Raptors' case if Kawhi does leave or if any of these other teams lose some of their top players. But yeah, it's a great time. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. The Lakers, we've got it. We're tied to so many players. It's crazy. It's going to be awesome. The draft just happened. We're going to talk about the draft first, then we'll get into free agency and some other things. Thursday night, we had the 2019 NBA draft. And the draft went pretty much as most people expected for the first few picks. No real surprises other than maybe Ball falling as far as he did. I don't really know the reason behind that other than there could be medical concerns. I haven't looked into it too much, why the fall happened, but that was probably one of the more surprising things. But, you know, the story was all about Zion, Ja Morant, and RJ Barrett. Those were the three guys that everybody said that this three-person draft was all about. So I think those guys are going to have good careers. I think RJ Barrett's going to be a star for the Knicks finally after 20 years of not being good and not really getting any good draft picks. I think he can finally be the guy that'll be their perennial all-star. I think Zion could be ridiculously good in the NBA if he continues to work on his skills. He's a little undersized, which concerns me. You know, I want to compare him to what you may maybe Julius, a hybrid between Randall and Blake Griffin, but the problem is he's, you know, 3-4 inches shorter than both of them. So it'll be interesting to see what Zion does. But for the Lakers, what we did, we didn't have a draft pick going into the night. We had traded it, obviously, for Anthony Davis, who, may I remind you, is now also doing as much or more recruiting for these other stars than LeBron is. I saw Ramona Shelburne say earlier today that you've got two recruiters. Now it's not just LeBron, that AD's actually texting and calling people too. So that's going to be exciting to see what those guys can pull together. But we didn't have any draft picks because of that trade. Anthony Davis is doing some really cool stuff. He's going to help us out, I think. But we didn't even have a second round pick either. So no first round pick, no second round pick going into the night. We saw a lot of rumors and different reporters saying the Lakers were going to try to buy second-round picks. They were going to aggressively try to get multiple picks so they can fill up that roster. Because if they do sign another max star, you know, we're going to basically have to fill out the rest of the roster with minimum deals and second-round pick deals because they won't affect the cap. So we went in trying to be aggressive to get more second-round picks. We were only able to get one. Which was fine. The Lakers traded with the Orlando Magic for the 46th pick in the draft. They gave cash considerations and a future pick for that. And you could see that it was a pretty steep price to pay for a second round pick. And I don't know if it was because, you know, teams were making the Lakers pay more than other teams would, or there was a lot of value still there in the second round. I tend to think there was just a lot of value in the second round. I saw that I think it was Golden State or someone, I can't remember who it was, but somebody had paid the most. Or maybe it was the Pistons. It was whoever got Kevin Porter Jr., and I can't remember who drafted him. Maybe it was the Pistons, I don't know. But whoever got KPJ paid the most anybody's ever paid for a draft pick. They paid like $5 million cash for it. So there was a lot of value there. But we ended up taking Talen Horton-Tucker out of Iowa State. He's 6'4 guard. He's kind of a combo guard. He's got crazy wingspan, 7'1", can defend three positions. I think that's why the Lakers got him. How Draymond can kind of be the 3, 4, and 5 guy and defend all those positions. Draymond can defend all five positions, but he really focuses on the 3, 4, and 5. I think Talen can guard the 1, 2, and 3 and be that similar kind of player. He's got a developing three-point shot. Could be a good guy. He's a strong guy. He's a big body dude. He's definitely not going to get pushed around. If he can get a post game with, if he can, you know, back some guards down and use his wingspan and arm length to finish over the top with some turnaround jumpers close or some hooks or runners or floaters or something like that, you know, he could be a really, really good player. So that's exciting. He's only 18 years old. So, you know, we're going to have him for a long time. We'll get to see him here in a couple weeks at the Summer League, and we'll see what we got. After the draft was over, the Lakers also signed some other undrafted free agents. We signed Devontae Kakok out of UNC Wilmington. He's a post player, really strong guy, athletic, finisher around the rim. Looks to be sort of like a Ben Wallace, Montrezl Harrell type player. You know, a guy that can really just go down there and bang the post and get rebounds and stuff. We'll see how he turns out also. We also signed Zach Norville out of Gonzaga. He's a guard. He can shoot. He can shoot pretty well, so we'll see what happens in the Summer League with him as well and see if maybe him and Talon can be a couple guards that we can fill out on the roster if they look to impress and can knock down some shots and play some good defense. Also, we got Eric Holman, Mississippi State, power forward, kind of a stretch four guy. He'll be a project player as well. These guys didn't watch. I watched Norville play at Gonzaga just because I had seen several Gonzaga games this year, but I didn't see any of the other two. So it'll be exciting to see what these guys do at Summer League. And hopefully they all turn out to be, you know, at least two of the four guys between, you know, Devontae, Zach Norville, Eric Holman, and Talon. I think if we can get two of those guys to stick around on the roster, that'll be successful, and I think we should be very happy with that. So that's pretty much it for the draft. Wasn't too exciting of a draft, and hopefully, you know, for the next several years, the Lakers aren't going to be talking about drafting in the lottery. Hopefully this was the beginning of not drafting in the lottery at all for a long time. We've got free agency right around the corner. There's a lot going on around the NBA. My gosh, there's so many rumors. If, you know, where's Kyrie going? What's KD doing? What's Kawhi going to do? I know that Woj said today that the focus remains for Kawhi. It's either the Raptors or Southern California. I think it's kind of funny that he changed his wording from the Clippers, since everybody keeps saying that Kawhi is going to the Clippers, which doesn't make any sense at all from a basketball standpoint or a marketing money standpoint, because the Lakers are the bigger brand, and he's gonna, if he joined AD and LeBron, not only would they win titles, they would become the most talked about thing in sports almost. They'd be a dynasty, and it'd be a lot like how people talked about the Warriors being a dynasty. It's just not the same. Curry, Draymond, Clay, those guys are great players, but those guys aren't, they don't, you know, get the spotlight and the attention globally that LeBron James or Anthony Davis or Kawhi are going to get now. So we'll see what happens there. I think there's a strong chance. I think when you have AD and LeBron in a recruiting pitch room, I don't know what in the world someone could say to say no to that, or like what someone could do to say no to that, or what frame of mind they'd have to be in, other than, you know, I mean, he isn't a different cat. Kawhi is a different cat, so he could want to do his own thing and totally, you know, have his own path entirely. We've been linked to Kyrie a little bit. The rumors with Kyrie this week are that he's pretty much Brooklyn bound, but then, or not this week, the last few weeks has been that he's Brooklyn bound. But then there's a little nugget that came out a couple days ago that the Nets are kind of hesitant about maybe pursuing Kyrie fully unless Durant's coming. So if they're not getting Durant, they probably won't go after Kyrie, which is really weird. And that could open the door for either Boston getting Kyrie in a return or the Lakers, to, you know, making a pitch, making a run at Kyrie. I also think that all of the rumors lately about D'Angelo Russell to the Lakers, I think it's probably a ploy by Russell's agent to get interest drummed up from other teams, Maybe the Lakers are. Maybe they really are interested in him. I'm not sure. I'm not shocked. Or I'm not sure if they are or not. But, I mean, if you could get D'Lo for $20 million, he's only 23 and he's coming off a career year, and I think he's going to continue to get better. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to it if it's $20 million or less a year. You get him for $20 million a year, and then 3 years from now when LeBron's, you know, either retiring or contract's up, or he's just, you know, kind of just at that point a veteran, you know, role-playing piece, not necessarily the focus of the team, you'd still have, you know, Russell would only be 26, Kuzma would only be 26, and AD would be only 29. So even when LeBron would leave the Lakers, you'd still be left with Russell, Kuzma, AD. And that's a hell of a lot better than anything we were left with after Kobe. And I think that we could continue to be competitive and continue to keep going for a long time. That's what really appeals to me about Russell. It's just the age. But I was asked earlier what point guard. I'm gonna a couple questions that I got on Twitter earlier today I'd like to answer. I was asked what point guard would be better for the Lakers, Kimba or Kyrie? And also another question was about Russell or Kimba. Well, first, if I had to go between Kimba or Kyrie, I'll take Kyrie because of age and his familiarity with LeBron. And he's had big moments in the finals. He's won a championship, so he knows. I'd probably take Kyrie. Now, if we're going Russell over Kimba, if the money's the same, I'd take Kimba. If the money's not the same, I'll go with age and a better contract for Russell. Another question I got asked was, should the Lakers even offer a max contract to anybody else other than Kawhi? And it's a good point. I would, if I'm the Lakers, it's Kawhi or bust as far as big names go. I would go after Kawhi if he says yes. Obviously, you make the moves. You trade Wagner, Bonga, everything you got to do. Attach whatever future other picks you got to do to get the deal done. But if you're not going to get Kawhi and you're going to have, you know, maybe a Kimba or a Kyrie, I honestly would really consider, you know, filling out the rest of the roster. If you could get four solid veteran role players for $32 million over just a Kimba or a Kyrie, you've got to do it. If you can get a Marcus Morris, Trevor Ariza, Darren Collison, and either a Danny Green or a Redick in that $32 million, I'd probably do that over that. But if you get Kawhi, you obviously take Kawhi. Because Kawhi, Anthony Davis, and LeBron would be the greatest team ever in the history of the NBA. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be really exciting. I'll keep you guys up to date. You know, I don't always tweet out the words for myself. I just retweet people because if I'm going to give them credit, I'll just tag them in my tweet anyway. So I just retweet a lot of the time. So if you follow me or you have your notifications on for me, you'll see all my retweets. It'll keep you guys up to date and informed about what's going on with Lakers rumors, what's going on over these next 6 days. They're going to be crazy. And even Sunday won't even be the end of it. Sunday's only really the beginning of it. We'll see over the next, you know, week after that, everything unfolding about what we're going to do, what the Lakers are going to do, what these big free agents, where they're going to end up. It's going to be exciting. We'll see what's going to happen. But if you guys would, just keep on following, keep asking questions. I'll answer them on the podcast. If anybody ever wants to join the podcast as a guest, let me know. We can get on, chop it up, talk Lakers basketball. Please follow me on Twitter at LakersSource. You can also follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/LakersSource, YouTube as well, and please follow the podcast. Love you guys. Till next time. Peace.